Amen, amen. First, giving all praises to God, to our own Reverend Dr. Janice Bryant, to our deacons, deaconess, trustees, officers, members, to all of you that is present. Welcome to March. Amen. Amen. The Lord has brought us through January and February, and now we're in the third month of 2026. And it is already starting out with drama. Amen. It's already starting out with us on our knees and calling on the Lord, standing in the need of prayer. We do want to thank God for all that he did in the month of February. We was definitely active on Fridays as well as Wednesdays. And the Lord brought us through. And we're truly thankful for that. And we do look forward to what God has planned for us, what God has in store for us. For this month of March and for the remainder of this Lenten season, I would like to call your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We'll be reading verses 6 through 7. If you have your Bibles, you can put your bulletin right there. We'll be there all month looking at the various elements in those two verses. If you read along with me, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning at verse 6. By the inspiration of God and by the pen of Paul, these words are recorded. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. We read into your hearing 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 through 7. May God bless your heart today. This morning, we want to tag this text simply, Paul the Planter. Paul the Planter. This month, we'll be looking at this passage talking about gardeners in God's garden. We're all called to serve in the same garden, in the garden of God. And we know from the New Testament, it teaches us that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. He gives us a word of advice. Pray to the Lord that he will send more laborers into the field. And that's what we're doing. That's part of our prayer request, is that the Lord will move on the hearts of his people, move on their hearts so that they will recognize that they are gardeners in God's garden. Here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul writes to the church at Corinth. The church at Corinth is the most American church in the New Testament. They are greatly gifted, but also deeply divided. They had all of the gifts, everything that they needed was within their reach. The only thing that they had was division. Throughout the book of Corinthians, Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he's dealing with different divisions within the church. Many of us will recognize some of these same divisions in the modern church. Paul points out to them in this third chapter about his ministry. He reminds them that Apollos and himself were just merely servants of God. You see, the church had been divided about who they would follow, be it Paul, be it Apollos, be it Cephas or Peter. And then there was even those that was above everybody. They said, we ain't following no man. We only follow God. But Paul says in this chapter 3, why are you jealous and quarrelsome among yourselves? For who is Paul and who is Apollos. After all, they are only servants that God uses for his assignment. And then he gets in verse 6. Paul says, I planted the seed. Apollos watered it, but God been making it grow. Paul sums up the entirety of his ministry in one word, I planted. When Paul arrived in Corinth, there was no fellowship. When Paul arrived in Corinth, there was no worship services. When Paul arrived to Corinth, there was no deacon board. There was no choir. There was no Christian education and discipleship ministry. When Paul arrived in Corinth, there was no church. There was no group of believers. There was no one going praying down by the river that the Lord would send someone. No, there was no one there who have accepted Jesus the Christ. Paul arrives and he spends all his time. He starts off in the synagogue. He starts off preaching to Jews, hoping that he could make a way within the Jewish community. But he had to move out into the Gentile community, all to try to start and establish a church. And Paul summarizes it in an agricultural term, I planted. Paul reminds us that each of us are called to be a part of what God is doing. Paul captures his evangelism, his missionary work, his teaching, his discipleship, his foundational work. He calls it all humbly, I just simply planted. I'm just the one that got it started. I'm just the one that placed it in man's heart. And perhaps you and I can learn from Paul, because here in the community in which we live, we need to plant the gospel. In our families, we need to plant the gospel. In our neighborhood, we need to plant the gospel. In our lives, we need to be planters of the gospel. Paul summarizes and says, I planted, but I couldn't do it all by myself. No one is able to do it all by themselves. We need everyone, all hands on deck. Paul says, I planted, Apollos watered. And in the end, nobody but God gives the growth. Twice in verse 6 and in verse 7, Paul repeats this, but God been making it grow. In verse 7, but only God can make things grow. So it's important for us to understand the planting process. It's important for us to understand what it takes to plant. If you're going to plant, you need to have the right tools. If you're going to plant, you got to know the right depth. And if you're going to plant, you got to know the right disciplines. First, the right tools. The tools of planting is scripture. The tools of planting is teaching. The tools of planting is testimony and relationship. See, when you're in the planting business, you got to have some soft skills. Know how to talk to people, how to treat people, how to walk away, how to diffuse a situation, how to handle delicate situations. You got to have some hard skills, some skills that are dependable, skills that are there week in and week out. If you're going to plant for the Lord, you have to have the right tools. And it's not enough just having the tools. You got to know how to use them. You got to know how to use scripture in its proper time. You got to know how to discern, know how to keep your mouth open and know when to keep your mouth shut. You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. When you're doing the work of the Lord, you have to have the right tools. There was a story of a farmer. He hired out a man, and the man only said that he could sleep in the midst of a storm. The farmer thought that was strange, but he needed help, so he hired the man. And he was a good worker, day in, day out, get up early, stay up late, good worker. One night, the farmer and his wife was wakened by a storm. He got up and went to check. He went to go check the barn. All of the cows and animals was in the barn. The barn was locked down and they had plenty of hay. He went to the shed and saw all the tools were put up. The door was shut and locked in the window. He went and found that farmhand, and that farmhand was doing just like he said. He could sleep in a storm. Why? Because he learned how to prepare before the storm. If you're going to plant for the Lord, you got to have skills in knowing when and how to plant. You know, depending on what you're planting, you got to know the right depth of the hole. You know, there's some plants you can just stick your finger in there and put the seeds in there and just cover it up, and it'll sprout in a couple of weeks. Some plants you got to dig a bigger hole, and you got to put it, dig down deep and find nice soil and put it in there. See, if you're planting just a vine to last for a season, you can plant it shallow. But if you're planting a tree, you got to plant it deeply. You got to know the different depths of planting it. And around here at Ebenezer, we're planting deep. We're not just here to touch your emotion and drop a seed. No, we want to dig deep into your heart. So that which grows, grows deep in your life. That takes discipline and patience to prepare the soil. It takes patience to wait on the results. It takes faithfulness to return day after day. Paul sums all of this up in one word: I planted. When Paul came to Corinth, he had to witness in the synagogue, and people began to be saved. For 18 months, Paul witnessed in Corinth. It was fertile ground. For 18 months, people were being saved. People were accepting Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. But they were failing in one regard. When Paul was finished preaching, they forgot that his assignment became their assignment. You see, Paul's planting ministry was not just his story. It is our story. What Paul did, we have to do today. See, we're charged to be planting a faith in Austin, Texas, planting hope in Round Rock, planting truth in Huddle, planting peace in Pflugerville, planting grace in Georgetown, planting truth in Taylor. We are to plant the gospel of Jesus Christ in our world today. See, we have a shared responsibility. The planting hasn't ended. We're all still called to plant for the Lord. And to plant, you have to be intentional. You can't just go around one day in and one day out. No, you have to be intentional in your planting. But it takes faith when we plant. See, Paul knew that he couldn't do it all. But it took faith. He knew someone would have to come behind him and add to what he started. He knew that where he planted, someone else would have to water. You see, Paul planted in Corinth, and we have to plant in Central Texas. But this planting is a shared calling. It is a shared responsibility. It is a shared obligation. I can't do it all by myself. We have to do it together. Paul said, I planted, but I couldn't do the watering. Apollos watered, but God and God only gives the increase. You ought to take some gardening classes this spring. You ought to come out and see how things will grow, how you have to tend to it. And if you take care, it will bear fruit. Paul recognized that he couldn't do it by himself. In this Lent season, we have to remind ourselves, be humble before the Lord. See, sometimes we take ourselves way, way, way too seriously. I can tell by our conversations. I can tell in our talks. I can tell in what you say to me and how you respond to what I say to you. We take ourselves way too seriously. Some people act like the church can't get along without them, that the church will come to a grinding halt if they stop. They act like they can threaten the church. No, it's God that gives the increase. We just got to put in the labor. We put in the planting. We put in the water. It's God that moves on the hearts of boys and girls. It's God that moves on the hearts of men and women. It's God that moves on the hearts of families. It's our job to plant. We got to plant the gospel, plant the good news everywhere we go. Paul summarizes simply by saying, I planted. When I came here, there was nothing. It was barren soil. I had to till the soil. I had fertilized the ground, but I planted. And what a blessing that we have today. We have a blessing today that we didn't have to plant a deacon board. We didn't have to plant a choir. We didn't have to plant an usher board. We didn't have, that was already planted before us. We had to just water it, but we do have to plant a technology group. We do have to plant a ride share. We do have to plant some new and innovative, creative ministry, just like Paul. Every age, every generation has to adapt to the season that they're in. We have to care for the generation of this age. We have been called by God to plant deeply and plant the word of God in people's lives. This message calls us to return to our fundamental roots, to return to our planting. It reminds us to embrace our humility. We need one another. We just can't walk this highway all by ourselves. We need somebody to help us. We need to pick up the right tools. See, you got to be skilled in scripture. You got to be skilled in the word of God. You got to know when to apply it. You got to know when to use it. We got to dig to the right depth, dig to the heart, and step into our shared calling as planters. We are humble laborers, gardeners in God's garden, planting with the right tools, digging to the right depth, and trusting God who gives the growth. That's it. That's what we're charged to do. And when you plant, sometimes you're going to have to dig up some weeds. When you plant, you're going to have to run off some pests. When you plant, you're going to have to deal with others kind of come and tear up what you're doing. But that doesn't stop us from planting for the Lord. We are planters, like Paul was the planter. Planters in God's garden. May God keep you and may God bless you today. At this time, we want to extend the invitation. There may be one today who the word of the Lord has pricked your heart. It's time to make that decision to come on the Lord's side. As our deacons come and our greeters come, we want to remind you that you can come just as you are. And those that are watching virtually, we ask that you put a word in comment. Do not let this first Sunday in March pass you by without making a commitment to Christ, without making a commitment to his church. Will you come? Will you come? Come just as you are.
My contentment, hope for all. I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. When I lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. Hey, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you.
To extend, it was yours to accept. May God bless you on today.